The last piece of Gemara we learned on Thursday Hu Atzmei Shehevi Gitai. The Gemara said that if the Baal himself brings a get, Ain Tzarech Leimer B'Fanei Nechtav U'B'Fanei Nechtam. So the Gemara said that if the Baal brings, you don't have to say. The Gemara explains. What's Taka the Hezber? Tanamai Omer Rabbanan Tzarech Leimer B'Fanei Nechtam D'Mossi Baal Ma'aro Pasolei. Hashka Min Katan Nokat Lei B'Yadei V'Urek V'Ma'aro. The Gemara said, and repeats it again later in the next Toshmat, that the Baal himself brings the get, then there's no need for b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam, because we have a cheshbin that the whole thing is a chashash error. The only thing that chashash is going to be ma'arer. If he brought the get, then there's no chashash that I'll be ma'arer on the get. That's what the Gemara is saying. So we asked the kasha that this is, it's actually Taisa's kasha. We asked the kasha that this shtims on Daf Beis Amid Beis, it shtims only with Taisa's shita and not with Rashi's shita. We had a machlekes Rashi and Taisa's right in the beginning of the sugya. In a case of our Mishnah, where somebody brings a get from Medina Seyam, and we're chayshish for what? So Amar Rabba, we're chayshish for Shalai Lishma. So we had right away a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. What are we chayshish for? Shitas Rashi was that we chayshish to get was be'emes written shalai l'shma. That we chayshish, in fact, that be'emes was shalai l'shma. Tosis said, no, we're not chayshish to get a shalai l'shma. It's not a get, we assume it's kashin. We chayshish that the Baal b'ma'arer and Taina was written Shalai L'Shma. If Vazim b'ma'arer and Taina was written Shalai L'Shma, he's going to, then we're going to have a problem with the get. This Gemara is a Beferish Gemara like Taisus, not like Rashi. Because the Gemara says that the Hochashad is only that the Baal b'ma'arer. Memele, if the Baal brings it, there's no problem. So this seems to be a problem. So there's some cipher brings to Mahalchim. Obviously, something changed from Beis Amid Beis to Hei Amid Aleph. Something changed. In order to be Miyashiv Rashi, we're going to have to say that Rashi on Beis Amid Beis was going according to the beginning of the Sugya, and on Daf Hei was going according to the end of the Sugya. What changed? So some cipher brings B'Shem Rav Nosson Adler, B'Shem is Rebbe, that his Rebbe Tainid, you know what changed? In the beginning, we thought Rabba less lay the Rav. Rabba has his own shita. He's chayshish for shalai l'shma. Hayayis, he's chayshish for shalai l'shma. So why should we teach ir Rabbal? We could teach the Gemara Pashit. He's chayshish shalai l'shma. That is b'emes shalai l'shma. However, with Gemara said that Rabba is lay the Rav. The Gemara said that Rabba holds like Rav too. He's chayshish for both things. Is chayshish A for shalai l'shma, and B for ziyuf, that it's a shtar mezuyah. Now in Rava, that we say with chayshish that it's a shtar mezuyah, that Sai Rashi, Sai Tosfos agreed, there was no machlokes on Beis Amid Beis, then we chayshish for ziyuf, we chayshish for an error of ziyuf, we chayshish that it'll be ma'ara that it's mezuyah. So in Rava, we're not Be'em is Chayshish, that a star that comes in front of us is Mizuyah. The Chalat HaRakul, we're not Chayshish for that. Every star. Stam star comes in front of us, we assume it's a good star if there's no error. So in Rava, we must say that we're being Chayshish for the Ir HaBal. And then there was Taka no Machlaik Srashi and Taisis. That's what we learned right away. There was no Machlaik Srashi and Taisis. Ir HaBal is the Chshash by Ziv. So once we now are told that Rava is Lay the Rav, and when it comes to Ziyuf, he's being chayshish for Ir HaBaal. So now we already understand Rabba that shalai l'shma, we're also chayshish for Ir HaBaal. Because Now, the whole reason we didn't say it in the beginning is because Mehecha Tesi. Why should I say he means Zerubbabel? Say Pashup Shadim Yishalai Lashma. But now that it becomes clear to us that Rabbi is Chayshish for Irabal, at least like Abbe Ziyuf, he's Chayshish for Irabal. So now, might as well, the glatter thing is, he's Chayshish for two things the same way, out to Irabal. Yeah,
no.
See, asking good. Why? What bothered Rashi to start right away this way? So, truth is, why did Rashi explain that it's not Alter Rabbah? I assume Rashi's going Pashup Pshat. You learn a Gemara. Mishnah says here Befanai Nechtav. Gemara says Tashinu Shelo Lishma. Why should I stick in the words Irabal into Rabbah? For what reason? If I'm forced to, I'm going to have to stick it in. But Stam Azai, Rashi, you know, Rashi likes Pashup Pshat. Pashup Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Rabbah, that Rabbah Amar, Lufi Shem Bikin Lishma. The words, Lufi Shem Bikin Lishma, the Pashup Pshat is that we'll fight Shishu Shalai Lishma. If we're not compelled to say the whole Pshat, that really we're not Chayshu Lishma, just Alter Rabbah, that's what we'll fight Shishu. If you have no nothing to force you to say it, why should somebody say it? I assume that that's why Rashi did it.
Once you see that at the end, that's the type of shot that you have to come off with anyway. Why would we go to the Gemara? We never change the actual shot in Rabbah, we're going to change shot in Rabbah. If we never have to come off with it, then I would agree with that.
Because at that point, that's Pashup Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi really did it twice, because Rashi did it at the end of the Sugya. He explained Shalai Lishma, we're afraid he found it in the garbage, and he's going to pull it out of the garbage can. Right, that somebody else wrote it, he found it in the garbage, he pulled it out. That's also a chashash of a real Shalai Lishma. So Rashi throughout the sugi explained it that way, because I suppose Rashi also has Pashup Shana Rabbah. The truth is, it wasn't only Rashi, it was the whole Gemara. The Gemara all along assumed that Rabbah doesn't hold of Rabbah. What's going on, Rabbah holds of Rabbah? All the Turutzim the Gemara said, Gezeris Melechatu Mevi. Right, the Gemara said that they argued, that's also only according to the Havamim. But the Gemara went to whole Gezeira Melechatu Mevi. It's not Emes. The Maskana Rabbi is later Rabbah. So you don't have to come on to Gezeira Melechatu Mevi. Right, the Gemara asked, why from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? What are you worried about? So the Gemara said, Rabbah's guys are one after the other. Lefia Emes is not true. Lefia Maskana Rabbah holds of Rabbah. So even from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, it's Eimetz Yisrael Kainway. But the whole Havamita went that Rabbah and Rabbah are different. So Rashi, Al-Kapar, this is the Rav Nosson Adler's Mahalach into this thing. Yeah. We do have both.
We still have Rashi's first reason.
You're saying that now, why don't we stick Rabbi is later Rabbah? So we have both reasons. So we have Lashma and we have Ziyuf. So why don't we say in the Maskana Lashma v'chayshish it's be'emes Lashma and Ziyuf v'chayshish v'ir Rabbah? By Ziyuf? Can't be by Ziyuf, it can't be Stamma. It's not Mistavar. Why should we be Chayshish Shtar Zuyuf? We'll call Tara Kula, we're not Chayshish unless there's an error, we're not Chayshish for Ziyuf. So by Ziyuf, it can't be. You're right. The Rav Nosson Adler's Teres Dam Mukhrach. It could be that in the Maskana, this will Chayshish Be'emes and this for error. But at least it's Glart, it's not a Kasha from the Gemara, because once the Gemara comes onto this Pshat anyway in Rabbah, so the Gemara already goes with the whole mouth. If you don't like it, they have a second teretz. Some Sefer has a second. Some Sefer says there's a second thing that changed in the Sugya Gemara from Beis Amid Beis till now. And that is that till now we're talking that they're not Bekiyim Lishma. Now the Gemara is talking about La'acha Shalomdu. Till now we were talking Kaidim Shalomdu. And now the Sugis HaGemara is talking La'acha Shalomdu. Zotach Sam Seifer, Kaidim Shalomdu V'chayshish for Nemes HaZiyav. For Nemes HaShalai Lishma. The Gemara says La'acha Shalomdu. What are you going to say? So the Gemara says they made a Gezeira La'acha Shalomdu. Zotach Sam Seifer, the Gezeira of La'acha Shalomdu was a Chashash of Irabal. This is where the Gemara is saying that there's a chashah v'rabalach shalom dus a bemis debekiyim. We're just afraid the gezera So here, if you have a situation where the Baal won't be ma'ar, so they didn't make the gezera, even though you're going to tell me they could have still made the gezera. Shemi yasa double kukulai. But lacha shalom do, they left it that will keep the gezera in place when there's irabal, and now when there's no irabal. Again, it's not a mukhrif diketeretz, but what Chassam Sefer doing is trying to find something that changed. So he says it could be that that's what changed. Once it's lacha shalom do, they were coming to make a gezera, so they only made the gezera in the case we have all the problems. We have the problem not only that Bemis it's shalom shva, but irabal. If there's no chesh irabal, they didn't make the gezera. But tell me, Mehechitesi, I can't prove it to you. But
it's not shalom yasa double. The whole concept is that it goes back. So when you have one problem, two problems,
or
five problems, you have a problem.
You're right. And weiter, it's a problem with the Chassam Sefer's Teretz. It's not clear in either pshat why Rashi would have a hechav. It could be. Because if the Gemara would have said the Feirish, there were guys of Shem, yas, double, look, cool, like, but we're only chayshish in a case where we're afraid of this, then we'd have no problem. What the Sefer basically is doing is trying to find what changed in the Gemara and to use that to answer Rashi. Be'etzem, of course, Tosfos pshat is much more satisfying that Feirish Gemara like Tosfos and everything's good. However, some Sefer makes a point. Some Sefer says if you look in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah paskins the Siman Kuf Mem Beis, if you're Dalit, that if the husband brings a get, we require b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav. If the husband brings the get, we require b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtav. So the Beis Shmuel says it's a steer to the Gemara. But the Gemara names on for Pashtus. Who asks me shehevi gitai? Ain't tzarach laima b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtav. It's a Gemara, right? And maybe get the husband who asked for shevi gita ain't tzarach laima. How can the Ramah's paskening why not like the Gemara? That's pshat in the Ramah. So he says zok the chassam sefer very gishmak. This Gemara, the way we just touched like Rashi, is la'acha shalomdu. We're saying la'acha shalomdu. Everyone's became a lishma. So now we're not chayshish be'emes es lishma, we're just chayshish for ira baal. So maybe we have an exception. If the baal brings it, we make an exception. However, now the world went back to kaidim shalom do. People are not bekiyim in lishma. You go in the street, you can ask a baal bus, go to shul, and they ask in shul, how many people know that, well, if you phrase it, how many people know a get needs lishma, everyone's going to raise their hand. But if you ask them, what does it mean a get needs lishma? People are not going to know what it means. So today, it was Chazadav al-Kukula. It already went back to the original Kilkul. So why did it went back to the original Kilkul? It now went back to the way it was originally. Still, if the husband brings the get, what's the problem? So like Taisvis and Achinami, it was Chazadav al-Kukula, but it should remain the same thing. If the husband himself brings the get, you shouldn't need Befanai Nechtav, even Bisman Azer. Because what are you afraid of? The husband himself brought the get. So what in the world are you afraid of? He'll be ma'ar. He won't. Taisa Shita is, we're only afraid of error. That's Taisa Shita all along. So you're afraid of it, that the husband will be ma'ar. So then when he himself brings the get, the Gemara has a svara, that he himself brought the get, he won't be ma'ar. So like Taisvis, the Ramah Taki doesn't make sense. But according to Rashi, the way we're learning Rashi, the way the Chassam Sefer learned Rashi, That Rashi really holds with be'emes chayshish that it's shaloi lishma. Like Rashi said on Be'ez Amid Be'ez. We have an emes a chashash that the get is shaloi lishma. Aye, the Gemara on Hayam and Aleph. The Gemara on Hayam and Aleph is la'acha shalomdu. And la'acha shalomdu when not be'emes chayshish that it's shaloi lishma. Aye, we made a gezeira. So Rashi learns that that gezeira shebi yasa davla kukule was only made when there's a concern of irabal. So la'acha shalomdu, the Gemara says, oh, la'acha shalomdu, if the husband himself brings it, I'm not worried. because he himself is bringing it, he's not going to be ma'ar. So la'acha shalamdu, we're only worried about Ir Rabav. But now that the world went back to Kaidim Shalamdu, the world went back to the Amaraksis of Kaidim Shalamdu, today people are not Bekiyim and Lishma. Now it goes back the way it was on Beis Amid Beis. And nowadays, we chayshish that it was Be'emesh Shalai Lishma. And we chayshish it was Be'emesh Shalai Lishma. Then what happens? Then if the husband brings it, that's not good enough. Doesn't bring the chayshish Be'emesh Shalai Lishma. You need to find out what it is. It's a geshmak of teretz on a Ramah which has no verta. It's a Ramah which is soyser b'feresh gemara. The Ramah says that if the husband brings it, you need b'fanai nechdav, and it's b'feresh gemara. Silei rabba, silei rava. The gemara says that's not so. So what? So that's like we answered originally in the gemara on rabba. Why do you need both? So what? You mean to say that some Steifus Teretz has a problem on Rashi, or his Teretz on the Ramah has a problem on Rashi? So I'm asking that some Steifus Teretz on Rashi is not Mochrach. It's not Mochrach, it's a way to answer it. And so Sefer is Mechadish, this is the Kuda. It's not a stira, you don't have a stira to it from Rashi, because Rashi doesn't say it. It's a stira. Which Rashi are you referring to? What? What, Yochel Nami? And where is the Kashi? Yochi Yochel Nami, lo yitzrichu, v'ashu l'chaymi be'edim. V'shani afagav delandu, lo yoku rabbonu tekantayu, k'zei v'shami yazdav v'kulay, v'yishkechu. Now, v'yishkechu means that this which they learned, that you need l'shma, they'll forget it. Now they won't know it's l'shma. So therefore, what do you see from Rashi? They'll forget it means they'll go back to Kaidim Shalamdu. Right? They'll go back to the way the original Takana Kaidim Shalamdu, right? Right, which the original Takana according to Rashi was Death Bami Shalai Lishma. What you're saying has nothing to do with Rashi. Rashi says Yishkuchu, he's just teaching the Gemara. Yarza double kukulai means Yishkuchu, they're going to forget that Lishma. You're asking that Rashi's not Mokruch. It could be the very after the Takana, before the Takana, the same. Alright, so that's what Sam Seif is saying to answer Rashi.
Why would we afraid of her? Because after he finds out that it wasn't Lishma, they'll come back and I'll find it wasn't Lishma. Even if it's not Dr. Shlomo.
Right. When we say we're afraid of Ir Rabav, you have to remember, if it was really Shalai Lishma, we're not afraid of Ir Rabav. We want the Baal to be Ma'ar. If he'll come be Ma'ar, he'll say, yeah, you know, I made a mistake, it was really Shalai Lishma. And Achinami will encourage him to come. We're just afraid of Ir Rabav that he'll lie. And he'll walk into bed, he'll make up a story. So the Gemara says that if he himself brings it, he's unlikely to come in and do it. He could, but it's unlikely. If he himself brought the get, he's not going to be Matul Reis. And he'll tell me maybe he's a tzaddik and he really finds that the truth. He'll find that the truth. We want him to come. We only want to discourage him from lying. When we say Shemi Arabal, we mean a lie.
He'll come, so he'll think later on, he'll say, okay, really, I want to be married to her. So come afterwards.
The Gemara says it's not in his name. If he brought the get, it's not in the nature of a person to be Matul Leifi on the thinking himself did.
Yeah, you know him.
It's possible. So you're questioning the din of the Gemara. A kapara and some cipher. In answering Rashi, it's not mochrach, but in answering the Ramah, I think it's the Ramah b'shem d'arches kayin. In answering that Ramah, it's very gishmak, because otherwise the Ramah's a pella. So you have to find some change from base to hay, which by the time of the Ramah went back to base, which is the achashalakash. Yeah, I think that's Lashon Rama, that we went back for Kukul.
But we're only concerned about the Seder.
That according to Rashi. Right, when Rav Shiv explained on bottom of the bay, Rashi said that they'll find it in the garbage. Why did he say I'll find the garbage? Why did he say like Taisus that the Sefer wrote it? So Rav Shiv said, because really the Sefer Mabiki. It's just I'm Sefer the Dying of Migma Gemira. Which is Chayshish that somebody will find it. The person who's not a Sefer is going to find it. That's how Rashi.
What? What is the
practice today? If they say the funny Nechtav? We try not to do get with shluchim, but I guarantee you, if you have a get with a shliach, they'll say before
Nechta. How do you really know who gets the get? The husband himself?
By shliach and dinner
siyam? I mean, today,
in a regular bezin today, we try to be makbid, to have no shluchim. We keep the husband in one room, the wife in another room, just so that it should stay peaceful. And while the whole thing is written, and at the last minute, the husband goes out. The husband and wife are together just for the actual, not kesivas aget, the mesiras aget. Actually, kesivas aget doesn't have to be in front of her either. Only mesiras has to be in front of her. So kesivas aget could also be separate. The mesiras aget is done. I should say they always keep them in separate rooms. It depends on the situation. What? We don't do Mefarei Nechta because we don't do Shluchim. We try not to do a Gerdei Shluchim. He's not bringing it. The Sefer is there with the two Eidim. Bezin is there. Everyone's there. This Mefarei Nechta is only like the Chalik B'Shlichus. It's only when the Ger is brought from one place to another. Right? It's not when it's done normally. What? The Rashba Bamer, so like the Chalik B'Shlichus, loved Afka because it's even the husband himself. It means it came from one Medina to another. But, so we don't have an issue with Farai Nechtav because we do the Tzivu Lechsim, right? Okay, I'll see you next Gemara. Toshu. I hate to say it, but you know, I have another get cooking. If it happens, I can bring some people there. But I'm not hoping that it, you don't hope it goes through. You know, it's like a funny thing to anticipate. But, let's see. Toshma. The Bomine Shmuel Marafuna. So we're up to? Yeah. Halfway down the page. Toshma, the Bomine Shmuel Marafuna. Shnaim Shaviu Getman Bedina Sayam, Tsuchin Shayamru Befaneinu Nechtav, Befaneinu Nechtam, Oi, Ain Tsuchin. What's the boy? Certainly, if one person brings, then there's no Shaila that he's a Shliach, he has to say Befaneinu Nechtav. That's the Mishnah. Shnaim Shevi is a Rashi that they're both shluchim. So two shluchim come and they bring a get Medina Sayyam. So Rabba Nashmuel is the Shaila May Rav Huna. What's the deal? Shmuel is Rav Huna. Interesting. So Rav Huna and Shmuel is older than Rav Huna. Anyway, Shmuel is Rav Huna Shaila. Shnaim Shevi, you get Medina Sayyam. Do you have to say Fanei Nechtav or not? What's the Tutsdadim? Amalei ain't Sriach. What a Tutsdadim? How would you just push Pshat in the Gemara? Rashi doesn't say, right? What a Tutsdadim? Two witnesses bring. So how would you learn Tutsdadim? What? Rav and Rava, that's what Shmuel meant to ask Rafana. Do you mean like Rava? Do you mean like Rava? Could be the Ram Shif asked, what was the Havamina? He says to say, Shmuel is Masufik like Rabbi like Rabbi, he says it's a bit of a daifik. Although it would be very geschmack. The Gemara does say, Hachamay Eskin Lach Shalom. So it's Lach Shalom, the letter that you start in. Huh? That's a Pashup Shad. Pashit it should. Two witnesses bring it. What should be pashit? Ask the Tzuyah Lekaimah, we know. Ask the Tzuyah Beitrein only. Ask the Shema. What should be pashit pshat? Shall we also don't need it? So what was the other tzad? The rabbi is talking like a shalom do. So what's the tzad? What was Shmuel suffering? What was the tzad suffering? It's an important question. What? He's specific. Two have to say or not. Let's see. Why should they have to say? After Tzuyim Lekaima, you don't need. The Gemara already said on Beis Amid Beis and Dalad Amid Beis that it's Tassuya Beitrei. The Gemara said Pashta Svara that you don't. Elamai Etzel Shema, but Tzuchel Lach Shalom do. So the guy says Shemiyaz Davar Lechukula. So in Rabba, he was specific like Rabba. He was in any boy like Rabba. Should we? He brings it in. So maybe we should make a gzeira Shemiyaz Davar Lechukula. And the get that the two Edom are bringing are either Be'evesh Shalai Lashma or Yerabal, either way, Yerabal Shalai Lashma, so maybe that's a good way to learn. Well, they Rabba, the Shaila was, what they Geyser, Shemiyaz, double the Kukula, that's the Shaila. But 1 minute, then you don't have to ask Kaisuya Beitrei, then you could ask even if one person brings it. One person brings a get, are we Geyser, Shemiyaz, double the Kukula? You don't have to ask a Shaila when two people brought it. If it's one, then you have no shaila to lekaima. You have adi anid. And so see, lekaima is zechanid. So again, Shmuel was asking. I know for sure that if it would be light rava, it would. I know whoever I'm asking. Like we know Shmuel is asking like rabba light rava. Shmuel is saying, I know for sure the din that if one person brings it, you do need b'fanai nefta. My shaila is, what about two? Light rava, l'chayr it's not a shaila. The Gemara always named it up for a pashtus, unless now we're retracting. Shmuel didn't hold of that. The Gemara named it for pashtus, daisuya beitrei, light rava, you don't need. Elamai is going like rava, and the Gemara says that it only makes sense l'acha shalomdu. So rava l'acha shalomdu. So the shaila is all we guys shaviyaz don't look a cool like can't be because then there'll be the same shaila by one. So if you go, are you guys a shaviyaz don't look a cool like? It's like a shalom do it now. Question is, are you shaviyaz don't look a cool like? So that would be true even by one, not Afka by two.
Well, first of all, Rav is the
Rav. So therefore, why? No, but you have the key. Rav is the Rav. You have the key. It's two. Shaila is. So maybe he means Ali Guys Hashem as El Kukula. By one, I would have no Shiloh because Rabbi is like the Rav. This is a good shot, I think. That maybe the Shiloh was like this. Rabbi is like the Rav. So if one person brings it, of course, you have to say Befarei Nechtav. It doesn't help Lacha Shalom. So that's why I'm not asking Shiloh by one. And I say Shiloh, what about by two? Because by two, we're going to be geyser by two. We're going to be geyser shemiyaz double kukulai. And so the shayla is: are we geyser shemiyaz double kukulai? That's a shayla. Are we going to make gzeira lacha shalom do? Okay. Chayr is a good mahalach. We're going to see in a minute the Maram Shif has a different mahalach. But chayr, this makes sense. I was looking for another mahalach because the Maram Shif not everyone was masking too. So what? And therefore, you could ask the same shaila. It's the shaila chad in Chutz Laaretz by Se Medina. You could have the same shaila. Oh, so that's why you're slugging up your own shot. Okay, so he said a nice shot. Then maybe it's talking Rabbi Yisrael the Rav, and that's why he's listening by two. So you're saying that not that way because then. Boisim Adim is Sayyam, he only hear Boisim Adim, he don't say Yam, he could ask even by Chad. He says, so the question is, he's asking a Shaila, Dafka Shnayim, it's Mashma, by Chad, I have no Shaila. A Shaila is only by Shnayim. I have some question about it that's unique to Shnayim. And what are the Tutsadim? That's where that the Rav Shif says, what's the Tutsadim? This is the question. What? That you could ask the Shaila by one, you'd have to ask the Shaila by two, which is unusual. Usually, you don't make two shluchim. You ask the Shaila even by one, but Meir Leir by some Medina, with Emesu and Lakaima, where even by one, where it's Metsu and Lakaima, and there's only a chashash of Shalai Lashma. Right, let's see what the Gemara says, and then we'll see what the Maharam Shifu is. Teretz, he comes back to answer what the Tutsadim was. They always end up leaving. The Shaila has to be when they're here. When they're here, do you say B'fanei Nechta? You can't tell me, when they're here, they don't have to say B'fanei Nechta, and as soon as they leave, then they have to. Makes sense. Okay, but so it can't be there. Rashi means that as long as they're here, they don't have to say it, but if they want to walk out, they have to say it. Tosis argue with Rashi because Tosis argue with Rashi because with Tosis there, so we're going to put them in a kupa, we're going to put them in a box, lock them up in a box, they can't go anywhere. So you have a good cash on Rashi, but it doesn't change Rashi. You think so? You think Rashi means only if they're in town? Maybe. So let's see the answer, and we'll come back. Why did Rav Huna answer him? Amalei, ain't tzrichim. They don't have to be. They don't have to say farei nechtas. Uma ilu yaimru b'faneinu gersham ilay mehemen. What does that mean? Uma ilu yaimru b'faneinu gersham ilay mehemen. Let's say two eidim would come, and they would say, "We saw with our own eyes. Reuven gave his wife a get." Of course, they believed. Right. They could say they really could get away with this. They could come to Bezma and say, "We saw him give a get to his wife," and Bezma passed in the Gureshes. They don't need this whole spiel to come in with a shtar, to make a whole thing with a shtar. So therefore, what? Since if they want, they could say, "Befenedu Gersha, Milai Mehemin." Therefore, explain. If for what? Well, Gemara's making a point. If they want, they could say, "Befenedu Gersha." So now that they're saying it wasn't with the name of Gersha, but it's the star, therefore we should what? Believe them, we said ain't tzrichin. They don't have to say. So we believe them without saying? Madach, if they would say, we would believe them. So if they don't say, we should certainly believe. If they would say the name of Gersha, they'd be believed. So if they don't say the name of them, that's a reason to believe them if they say something. Is that a reason to believe them if they don't say anything?
They could.
Very strange. Saying I got it from the Baal. So I'm not going to be believed they got it from the Baal. So that's what you need this. So therefore, why was the Shiloh? Do they have to say before I left out? Right, so Shaila is. Do you have to say first? So we're talking Lacha Shalamdu. So you were saying that the Chashash is. You were masking the conclusion. Here's the Mishaila. Are we guys of Shabiyaz or double local Kula? So you answer them, we are guys of Shabiyaz double. We are not guys of Shabiyaz or local Kula because they could have said Befenedu Gersha. Has that answered the question? The question was, are we afraid it was Shalai Lashma? If they don't say B'fanenu Nechtav, and the answer is they could have said B'fanenu Gershom. How does that answer the question?
Their
aid is that the Baal gave it, and we're concerned if it was Lishma or not. And we're concerned mm-hmm. it was Lishma. So if they're going to say B'fanenu Nechtav, we'll believe them. Right? That I agree with you. If they're going to say, we saw it was written Lishma, we believe them. Gemara is saying they don't have to say it was written Lishma. Because if they want, they could say something else. The words don't seem to follow. So why do they need the fact that if they would have wanted, they could have said B'fanenu Gersha. We need that for what? They could have said B'fanenu Gersha. Therefore, believe them that that's not a fake yet. They're not saying it's not a fake yet. They didn't say it's not a fake yet. We're saying they don't have to say B'fanenu Nichtav Lishma. If they're going to say B'fanenu Nichtav Lishma, of course they believe. We're saying ain't Shrichan Laim. Is that what the Gemara is saying? Ain't Shrichan. They don't have to say.
They're saying
the whole discussion, maybe the husband is standing in the state.
Okay, so let's talk about this in that case. There are two mahalchim in this Gemara. What's going on in this Gemara? Basically, before we get to the two mahalchim, there are those that learn that this is a migul. That these two Adim have a migul. Migul, believe me, want, we'll have to talk about it. But the Gemara here is talking about a migul. That stev a migul, they had them on this because they could have said b'faneinu girshim. Rashi seems to learn it's a migul. Rashi ma ilu yaimru kloimer im rotsu heinaimer amadu misha girshim nasal geder shall again. If they would have wanted, that's what Rashi says. If they would have wanted, they could have said it. That's what we usually say a migul. Now, it's a good kasha. One second, it's a very good kasha. But one way to learn is that this Gemara is talking about a migul, and maybe the words of the Gemara seem to go that way. It's one way to learn. There's another way to learn, not with a migul. Let's go first without the migul. The Maram Shif, his pshat in this Gemara, I think Rav Chaim in the Grach al Hashas learns the same way. It's a little complicated the way the Grach is written. Maram Shif certainly learns this way. He says, one minute, what was the Ibaya? If you understand the Ibaya, you'll understand the answer. Of course, if you don't fully understand the Ibaya, then the answer doesn't make sense to us. He says, what's the Ibaya? The Ibaya is when the husband gave the shtar to these Eidim. These Eidim, the Eidim, they're believed. Eidim, we believe. Eidim don't need migos. Do Eidim need migos? No. Eidim are the strongest emanas. They're believed. Believed what? Believed they got it from the husband. They're not going to say the Farei Nechtav. All they're going to say is they got it from the husband. So Tesis on Beis Amid Beis said that we're really not choishish that a man is mezayif shtaris get. Why would a man be mezayif get? He can write a good get. He wants his wife to be good. He can write a good get. If he likes his wife, he won't write a get at all. If he doesn't like his wife, why is he going to be mezayif again? Why would he do a shalom l'shma davka? We're really not choishish for ziyufei hagit. So the ibaya was, what was Shmuel's kush? The ibaya. Are we chayshish, the husband is mezayif gittin? Are we not chayshish? Taisa said we're not. That was Shmuel Shaila. These two Eidim, of course we believe them. They say the husband gave me the get. We believe him, the husband gave it to them. We believe them, they brought it. If they'll say b'fanai nechtav, of course they'll be believed. What happens if they don't say b'fanai nechtav? It wasn't written in front of them. They just got it from two Eidim. They just got it rather from the husband. The husband gave it to them. In such a case, where the husband gave it to them, are we chayshish for ziyuf habal? Are we chayshish that the husband has some diabolical plan here to make tzaris, and he wrote it a bad shtar on that? And for drachuna to Shmuel, we're not chayshish that the husband does such a thing. We're not chayshish a husband does is mizayif git, and I'll prove it to you. Now I can prove it to you. Because if two witnesses come to Bezdin and they say b'faneinu girsha, they say Reuven gave a get to his wife in front of us. Is there any havamini b'faneinu nechtav? No such thing. If a get is not brought from one medina to another, the husband himself gives a get to his wife. The Eidim don't have to see the ksiva. The Eidim who say we saw the get given from a man to a woman. That's perfect Eidus on a get. That's Eidus on a get. And it's a good get, and they're no shilas. So every single get that we're mashir, we don't need the Fadeinu Nechtav. Every single normal get, no shliach. Normal get, a man faces his wife and hands her a get. In such a case, such a regular, typical, ordinary case, we're not chayshish. Why? Because we're not chayshish, the Baal's Mizayef Gittin. If a man walks into Bezdin with a get, and he wants to give his wife a get, we assume it's a good get. Zok Rav Huna said a migul, it's a raya. Just like if Eidim say b'faneinu girsha, we're not chayshish that the Baal is mezayif gittin. So the same thing, if two Eidim bring a get, b'medina sayam, why should we be chayshish for ziyufei a get? We're not chayshish for ziyufei a get. We're not chayshish, we believe them, they got it from the husband. And we're not chayshish for the ziyuf of the get, and two Eidim they believed. And Mamela, there's no need for b'fanei nechta. Like the Gemara fears ice, lachish alamdu. The Maram Shif just wants to explain what is this line Everything else the Gemara explains. What is this line? Ma'ilu yamru b'fadeinu girusha? That's the Maran Shiv says. And his raya is because hakilor migu. Edom don't need migus. We don't find in general that Edom need migus. Edom generally are akasher 100%.
Some kind of
reyesa
by sending a shliach
that will bring himself. Well, we said in the same city, it's a reyesa. When it's mi'ir li'ir, the reyesa is only because they're not bekiyim, only because they're not bekiyim l'shma. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a reyesa. He did say that if it's b'yisa ir, then there's a reyesa. That's what Rashi said mi'ir li'ir, b'yisa medina, because there'd be, in that city there'd be a reyesa, it wasn't come himself. But mi'ir li'ir, medina l'dina, there's no. Then what's the difference? So the Gemara really is asking that kasha. Because the Gemara asks the Hachi Chadani. Gemara says Gezer Sheva Zel Kukulai. Gemara says Treilo Shchichi. So there was no Gezera Shaviyaz Adav Lo Kukulai. So in the Gezera Shaviyaz Adav Lo Kukulai, that there isn't. The question is, in the etzem inyan of the two eidim bringing the get, are we chayshish v'ziv? Okay, the real difference between 1 and 2, the Gemara explains. The chashash that Rav Shmuel was chayshish for was this chashash, which in his answer Afuna dismisses it. And maybe the Gemara fears eyes once he dismissed this chashash. You talk about lishma, so the Gemara fears eyes. Shem hazav l'kukulai imas l'shichi l'gazer b'ayrava. This is the mahalach of the Maran Shiv. In Svara, the Maram Shif is very good. In Lashna Gemara, it's a little. Now, Mashva that way, Ma'ilu Yaimru. Maybe it does fit. Rashi doesn't fit well. Imratzu Hei Naimru. Rashi's Lashna Imratzu doesn't fit well. So, at any rate, there's a second shot in the Chsam Sefer. So, Sefer is on Beis Amit Beis. They see your Beit Shrei. And the Machne Ephraim has the same shot in the Chsam Sefer. They say a pshat in the Gemara, which is a negeya beyond just the sugyas hagemara. We have a rule that shliach naseid. We have a rule that if you make a shliach, the shliach could be a witness. The shliach could serve as a witness in Bezdin. Shliach naseid. I think we have such a Gemara in Kedushin in the second parak, the early mems. That shliach who brings his mekadosh and isha, he could be day shliach nasaid to be day the kedushin. Just because he's a shliach, that doesn't change it. Zakta Sam Sefer, interesting thought. He says, why is a shliach a good aid on the kedushin or on the gittin? Because it's not negair to him. Not negair. What difference to him? Somebody asked him to give the get. He's giving the get. Bezal paskin, it's good. Fine with him. Bezmas is no good. It's also fine with him. He did a shlichus. Question is it a good get? All right. We'll go on to Bezmas. I'll tell Bezmas. He's not going to lose any sleep tonight. Whatever happens, it won't change his life. Bezmas does pass him like his Adis. Doesn't pass him like his Adis. Shliach does say, because he's not in the Gebedov. There's no Negias. That's all good. Calls a man that the Adis is Adis. The Eidus are saying Eidus on the Gittin of the Kiddushin. Shliach comes to Bethel later, he says Eidus on the Gittin of the Kiddushin. However, our Gemara is declaring, could the Eidim say Eidus that they are Shluchim? To say that I am a Shliach, do they have in their minds to say I'm a Shliach? Here they're saying Eidus about themselves. Do they have an emunis to say that? To say that Petarius Eidus? In other words, to say Eidus about someone else, they can say. To say Eidus on their goof, could they say such an Eidus? Now right away you're going to jump and say, it's also not negar to them. What do they care? They're coming to Bessie, I'm a shliach. You believe me is good. You don't believe me is also good. I don't care. My life's not going to change. I am a shliach. I'm not a shliach. What? Well, Bezin's not going to pass them, they're lying. Question is, does a person have nemanis in such a thing? He's not actually have to do anything to himself, he should do something for someone else. some Sefer learns that that was the Ibaya. The Ibaya was whether these Eidim who come into Beis Din, well, the Ibaya was if they could say B'fenei L'nechtav. But in being Peshit, the question is, do they have an Emonis to say Eidis HaGufa that they're Shluchim? And the Gemara says on that they have a Migu. They have a migul. Here it's already a question of their nemanis. They have a migul. They could have said, "B'fenenu girsha." If we're lying, we don't have to say we're shluchim. We could just be eidim. We don't have to be shluchim and eidim. We could just come in and say eidis. So any time, if we want, we could just say eidis. So we have a migul. We could have said eidis. So believe us that we are shluchim, and now we're going to give the get. We'll be eidim now. So that the way the Chassam Sofer learns, it's a chiddush lemaisa, because this is a klar that's not so klar. What should it be told here? If a person could say eidus, I'm a shliach. Think of another example. An example where a person says something eidus about his body, but it's not a get to him. There's no difference to him. He has no hefsid, no harvacha. If they believe him, no hefsid if they don't believe him. But he say eidus about himself. Not sure where else would you have such a thing. The person says Eidus about himself, he has no hefsid, so you have to find such a hechitimsa, no? Saying Eidus about myself, it's not negayah to me. The Chassam Sofer is saying that that's called a negayah bedavar, you have to have a migul. I'm sorry, Dabar. We said is there's a shlich lahilacha, shlich la kabbalah. You mean we say shlichim lahilacha don't need edus l'kiyumei. What about edus levurei? So shows an edus levurei. Why do we care if there's no error on it being a shliach? Maybe he shouldn't need edus l'kabbalah. That is a shliach. Maybe you shouldn't need. So two people walk into Beis Din. They say we're a shliach habal. Why do they need eidus that they're a shliach habal? Maybe they wrote to get themselves. Maybe they wrote to get themselves. So I'm going to tell you that shashis, maybe they wrote to get themselves. What are you going to answer me? The bow. Rival come and be Nair. What's paying Eid Echad who comes in Dina Sayyam? Do we need Eidus Levurei that he's a Shliach? We just trust him. Since we just trust him. So why by two Eidim are they talking about proving that he's a Eidus is a Shliach? Look at the subcipher again. I'm not sure. You're asking, your truth is, you're not asking Apisvara, you need Eidus, he's a Shliach. To be Mavar. But you're asking, Lamaisa, it's not that way. Lamaisa, the whole parak, we never learned that you need Eidus, he's a Shliach. What? The Mishnah is also Mashu. The Mishnah says, "Eid Echad, and maybe get Mdina Sayyam." And we don't need Eidus, you may for sure not, even Levurei. I hear. So we have to look at some cipher and see if he explains this Nakuda.
It's not
that
we
need.
If a Baal goes and gives it to two people, and that's what Rashi says, they both have to be shulchan. He gives it to two people, it's full practical purpose, but he gave it to the woman himself. So then he went and gave it to the woman. They're just saying that the
so therefore, explain why you shouldn't even find a nechtav. Let's see what some safe is lashon. I hear what you're saying. Let's see. Where is it? Days on the days. I see a betray. I would use lashon tzarich loymet. My da'amar shas. This says in our Gemara. My ilu yomer b'fenenu girsha. So yes, why does the Gemara say amigul? Lo yomer tama amiti sheshnei meidim sheshluchim sheshalchim habal mimela hava makuyim. The chashad l'kula. Tzarich loymet the loym nehemdi ba'achi davikim idim al atzman shenasu shluchim. Bishem hachi kamar. Kishanasu shluchim nemanim b'migu deboi amar b'fneinu girsha. Umide nemnu shem shluchim b'meila hava makuyim. Okay, he's saying like this. The Sefer Yetzirah says a k'nei shmua then with the way I said it. See, the shaila is on the kiyum I get. On the kiyum of the signatures. The kiyum of signatures, they're believed if they say the husband sent them. Because remember, they're not saying b'fneinu nechta. They're not saying we saw it. So how's there a kiyum? The kiyum is they're saying the husband sent us. The fact that they're saying the husband sent them is being used as a kiyum. So again, Shmuel asked the shayla from Rav Huna. Shmuel asked, do you need b'fanenu nechtam? What's a shayla? That's some cipher. The shayla is, even if they didn't see it, the husband gave it to them. And that gives them an emanus. Since the husband gave it to them, and we assume again, the husband's not mezayif. They're believed. So the question is, are they believed that the husband gave it to them? This tekuda that does, they gave them, that's the kiyum. Are they believed in that? In other words, I'm asking, what you asked, you don't need edus be'etzim that they're a shliach, you take it on need. But you do need edus to be mekayim. The fanelu nechtam is a kiyum. Frech Shmuel, what happens if they didn't see it? And for the Gemara, even if they didn't see it, they say the husband gave it to them, that's good. The husband doesn't give false stars. The kasha was, why do you need a migu? Because you need a migu, because they're saying the husband made them a shliach. They're saying edus on themselves. Okay, this is what some sefer says. You follow? Okay, just one more time. Some sefer is saying, it's taka true. Normally, you don't need edus that you're a shliach. But here, that's the key. If you're not going to say b'fanenu nechtav and b'fanenu nechtam, the key is that I'm the shliach and the husband gave it to me. And the husband's not mezayif. So I need a migul because that edus that I'm saying edus about myself, that I'm a shliach, that gufa, I'm a baldover, and a baldover has no nemanis. Okay, so this is how the Chasam Sofer is saying it. And again, so it comes back to my shift at the Chasam Sofer to something that starts with very similar. What was the ibayah? Do you need b'fanenu nechta? Why not? Because the husband gave it. The husband doesn't give mezayif. So the Maram Shif learned, so the husband gave it, he doesn't give that mezuyah. How do you know we assume the husband doesn't give mezuyah? That's because my ilu amru b'fneinu girsha, like the Maram Shif said. Some Seifer says, no, it's a migul. Because they wouldn't be believed that they're shluchim, were it not for the fact that that they have a migul. So don't believe somebody is a shliach, mechatesi. He's saying this about himself. Person can't say other karavets are atzmai. So therefore they need a migul. A migul, even the baldovers believe in a migul. So there's no problem. Okay, this is the way the Chasam Sofer says. The interesting nekuda about the Chasam Sofer is that he dams up for a pashtus, he doesn't prove it, that for someone to say, I'm a shliach, he has a dim baldover. A dim baldover. And Adam Karavitz Alatzmai, and he's Pasul Eidus about himself. If he has a Migu, you're believed. You don't need Eidus. You don't need a Din Eidus. Even a Baldavis believe in a Migu. So with a Migu, they believe. The truth is that this is an old Yeshiva Shekler. What's the Psul of Negabadavar? It's a Ketzaisis Kler, Machlais Ketzais Nasivis. What is the Psul of a Baldavar? A person can't say Eidus about something that's Negat himself. Why? Why can't I say Eidus? What's the answer? Huh? So you could learn, because Adam Karavei Tal Atzma. Now the Torah says you can't say Eidus on Kriven. That's because there's Hakasif. You can't say Eidus on Kriven. What about Eidus on myself? Why am I possible Eidus? So you could learn, because Adam Karavei Tal Atzma. Or you could learn, what's the other way to learn? What? That's chashash v'shaker. Right? The other way to learn is, I'm a karev to myself. I'm not a karev to myself. I'm me, craving my relatives. Why am I pasul aedus? As chashash v'shaker. If I say something as nagah to me, so I have an ulterior motive for saying it. So I'm not believed. So that there are two ways to learn why a person can't say aedus about himself. Rashi, all over Shas, wherever it says a Shas, a person can't say aedus on himself. Rashi always puts in the words, Adam karevets al atzmai. Rashi Shita is always that the xerisos of a kravos, a person can't say. But it's not so pashut. There are those who learn that atatach shash v'shaker. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Eidus, it's the beginning of Siman Lamed Zayin. I think both the Sma and the Shach say it's atatach shash v'shaker. It's not atatach kravos. It's atatach shash v'shaker. May not gemino. If you could dream up a case where a person says Eidus about himself, he's a party to the Eidus. But it's not negayah to him one way or the other. No difference. What? Like this case. That would be a nafkamina. The concise holds the ikkar is like Rashi, that it's off kratos. And then the Sivis, in the beginning of Lamed Zayin, it's really the Shach. The Sivis, though, makes the argument on the Shach, on the concise's psak, that the Sivis holds it's off Shash Meshacher. There's a case where I owe somebody money. I owe someone money, and so there's, let's say, a loiva and a malva. So the loiva has no money. He's broke. He's got nothing. The malva can't collect. The malva says, okay, I'm going to collect from Yishubadim. I want to collect from this field that you sold. So he goes to the field. The person says, I never bought the field from him. So the loiva says, Adis, I sold him the field. You see Nagei Bedover? He's saying Eidus. Right, he borrowed money that we know. Mishchedesh Tishrei. No, he went to borrow the Mishchedesh Tishrei. Mishchedesh Cheshvin, he borrowed money. He borrowed money on Mishchedesh Cheshvin. And he comes down to Bezdin. He's not saying he borrowed. He's not saying he owes anybody any money. Just telling Bezdin, on Tesvav Cheshvin, I sold the field to Yaakov. That's what he's saying. Isn't Nagei to him? So the Gemara has a Shaila, can he say such Eidus? So the Gemara says, yes, it's Negeah to him. You know why? Leiva Rasha, Chavai Yishalom. The Malva did him a favor, lent him money. So he did him a favor, he wants him to collect. So it's Negeah B'davar. Zaftashach. Okay, that's the Gemara's case. He's a Leiva. Let's say he's not a Leiva. Let's say he's a Mazik. Someone was massacred, someone else, he owes him $1,000. He's made, he owes him. He has no money, he's broke. He comes into Bezdin. He says, Takachu, I was massacred him on Shchedesh Cheshvin, I have no money. On Tesvav Cheshvin, I sold the field. Paskas the Shach, he's believed. He could be an aid. He's an aid to say Eidus, that he sold the field, and Mimela, his the Nizik could be Teveya. Why? The reason is that the Shach, he's saying it's about himself. I sold the field. My malva can collect. But there's no chashash. What are you worried about? He doesn't have money. Either loan the money to him or loan the money to him. It's not a gear to him. It's not a gear to the mazik. Memela, he's believed. It's like the shach. According to the Ketzais, he wouldn't be believed. Ketzais says you can't say this about yourself. You're saying words about yourself. You can't say this about your body. You're saying, hey, that you did a business transaction, you're a puzzle A. This Chacham Sofer seems to go with the Mahalach of the Ketzais. Because there's no Chashash V'Shaker here. No Chashash V'Shaker. Why should I be Chashash that he's lying? He's saying, I'm a Shliach. He doesn't care. You believe me, I'm a Shliach. You don't believe me, I'm a Shliach. What's the difference? No difference to me. If he wants to marry her, it'll be a problem. But in a typical case, there's no reason to be Chashash. So these are the two mahalchim here in the Gemara. Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas has a mahalach. Like I said, it seems to be similar to the Meram Shif. But al Kaparim, these are the two mahalchim here in the Gemara.